try to finish Kama Shiyadeinu Maseges Hilchus Tiltul B'Shabbos. Hilchus Tiltul B'Shabbos. I know that some people will not like some of the halachas that we say. But Voskem and Tom, we're speaking halachas Chamuras B'Yoysa. And I want to go through the halachas. I was talking to Shulchan Aruch. And Simen Shin Aleph Seif Memtes Mutor Lirchoitz Yodov Banohor B'Shabbos. It's not get to everyone, but you have to listen out. You're allowed to rinse your hands in a river in Shabbos. Ubilvad Shelo Yoitziem Imamayim She'aleihem Chutz LaNohor Arba Ames. You dip your hands in the river, but when you pick up your hands, you're not allowed to walk away Arba Ames from the river. Why? Because you're carrying the water that is inside on top of your hands. This is what Shulchan Aruch, same Shulchan Aruch says, also lechalal Shabbos, is a seif in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to pick up your wet hands from the river and to walk away arba amos. So why are you allowed to walk away a little bit? Why are you allowed to walk away? Mishnah Berurah explains, chutz lanor arba amos, shum destam mokam hayabosho shasfas yamim venor isu karmelis. So the mele, you're allowed to aval im sfosei hori rushu soradim also lo hitzi yodav min hanor velachutz elo yenagvim bitchilo heitev zu bezu at shi yosuru amayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says the wet water is on the hands. If the outside of the river would be rushu soradim, it's a isur gomul to take it out. Most rivers around them is like, it's a little like beaches are a little that dalad ames, so that little place till dalad ames you're allowed to walk. More from that you're not allowed to walk. So the Ma'aseh states in Shulchan Aruch that if you have wet hands, you're not allowed to walk arba ames b'shul sorabim, and you're not allowed to walk with your hands out. Ma'aseh, what is the get the vial from this halacha? If you have your wet hands, lemoshul, you didn't wipe your hands, you're not allowed to leave your house in Shabbos. You live in Shabbos, you're in Shulchan Aruch. From the house to the Karmelis, for sure. You're not allowed to make some shul sayochit to Karmelis. From the river to the Sfasa River, you're allowed to. And if lemoshul, a lot of times people go to like bungalow candles, that outside, you have to wash outside, but they don't say mechan de'eruv. You wash outside, you come inside to wipe your hands. You're not allowed to. If you don't say mechan de'eruv, you're not allowed to go with wet hands, arba ames b'shul sorabim, or from the house to b'shul sorabim, b'shul sorabim to the house. Okay, this is a halacha pshuta, the bar, I'm not saying garnish. This is a shechnoch. And simen shin chovov, se'if zayin. If someone rinses in the river, you have to wipe yourself very well when you go out of the water. Why? Because if not, Mishnah Berurah says, a lot of people because of that didn't rinse. אבל ההולך ברשו סורבים ומוטור סייכף על רוישו והלבושו לא הקפידו. So you go out of the river, you have to wipe yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah frek the kasha, so how when it's raining, you go in the street, your clothes get wet. אבל ההולך ברשו סורבים ומוטור סייכף על רוישו והלבושו לא הקפידו. Why not? Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons. Why are you allowed to go in the rain? Snowing, sometimes you have piles of snow on top of you. Why are you allowed to? One Pshat Mishnah Berurah brings down because it's only a little bit water. B'meile, it's Shaloi Kederech. So the Rabbi Chazal will not goyzer. And a little bit water, Chazal will not goyzer. The Goyen says he doesn't understand why it's a little bit water. The coat could be soaking wet. Could have piles of snow. So he says, I and Taz. The Taz says, Chazal cannot answer it. People will walk in the street, it will start to rain. What they will do? So b'meile valid shaloi kederech, Chazal had to be matir. It will be doirai, so it will be no heter. So again, to go out of the river, you could wipe yourself. But when you're walking in the rain, there's nothing what to do. So now, we have two reasons why when you're walking in the rain, you're allowed to go with wet clothes. Either because it's only a little bit water, other because Chazal cannot be geyser. Because you could get stuck in the rain. It's a little bit shvel to say Chazal will not goyzer because it's a aloche, ha'olich la'agim p'nei rabo, you're allowed to go into the river even in Yom Kippur. And then your clothes get wet, so how are you carrying on walking after it? Mikol Mekoyim. What? Shesoraim, you're not allowed to carry our Bahamas. No, you're not allowed to take from a Kamri to Shesoraim. Shesoraim for sure is also to go our Bahamas. Again, because it's less than Kashiro, it's a little Kedar, Chazar will not go. We'll go back. We don't know Lomdis. We know one thing. The water at the hands, it's also. So we have to answer one of the two. Either the water on the hand is a lot of water, or Chazal, you could wipe your hands. But we have a mefurash Shulchan Aruch that the water is on the hands. You're not allowed to walk out to the street with water on your hands. And this we can't change. Shin Aleph Seif Mem Zayin, which the boy repeated here. All of the body you also have to wipe. You close Chazal Bamata, we don't know exactly why. And here came the big Shaila Nala Alocha Lemaise. Half of Klali Soil, I'm sorry, a big part of Klali Soil, go to the mikveh and Shabbos. Yeah? A big part of Klal Yisrael. A member of Shema Zaman Ayobach said that if a person goes on a train in London on Shabbos, the train is Gevoya Lemala Me'esel Tfochim. He says he don't, and the guy is doing it for himself. Erveis Nishvelcha Isurido. Aber as a mensch too does, if a person does it, Eis Tashegetz. He says to go to a Varim and mikveh and Shabbos, I don't know Velcha, Erveis Nishvelcha Heterido. But if you do it, it's the Eilike Yid. So, but I'm not saying now Mutara also. Now, everyone that goes to the mikveh, they have a heter al pi der rabbonim knows, you're not allowed to wipe your hair and your beard. It's a shayla von soichet. What's the name is Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe if you pat it a little bit with a towel, Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to be matir, he said, even the Shulchan Aruch state that if you squeeze your hair, it's soichet. It's only if you squeeze it, then the water goes out. But if it goes straight into the towel, again, but not if you do it strong, only if you do it mamish into the towel and you pat it a little bit. Most of the Yereim that go to the mikveh, the few what I know, they don't wipe themselves. When I say the Rebbe the Stipler, he went to the mikveh because he came from a Chassidish background, he was makpid to go to the mikveh in Shabbos, but he never wiped himself. Some people even not makpid, even if they have a lot of hair on the body, didn't makpid not to wipe. But for sure not the hair on the head and on the beard, and the Beis HaShechi, Shaila is, the water that you have in your beard and your hand and your hair is more from the water that you have in your hands. So in Sefer Orcha Shabbos that was printed now, he says, also to this person to walk out of the mikveh. If he walks, he's a shegetz. Not because he went to the mikveh, because he's carrying. So even if you have a heter to go to a mikveh in Shabbos, but if you don't wipe, you're able to refuse to see for Shulchan Aruch. What the Stipler did, the Stipler didn't wipe himself, so he went to the mikveh, he was all ready, and he opened the door, and he went straight to shul, and he didn't stop in the way. Mele, he said, it's mishusayochi l'shusayochi derech reshusorabim. So the Gemara says, you only chayiv moishit, moilich is only the rabbonon. So mele, shaloi kederech, l'tzerech mitzvah to get the shul, this was the head of Shem Zal. But to walk outside, it's okay, as a... The Orcha Shabbos holds Isur Gol. And a lot of people are choshish to that attack. Yeah? So the only answer is if you find a way out to wipe your beard, order to sit there for a couple hours. To sit for a couple hours till it dries. And the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings a Givaldi Kezach, a limud zchus on the people that want to go out with a beard. He says, Azeh. You know, some people say that in the beard is not so much water. But most of these people that go to the mikveh, they have big beards, yeah? And there's a lot of water. You're right, the little is a small beard, after that, it doesn't have a shield. But if you have, you know, kiskan aho and shere, that's in me doisov. So I want to read from the Piskei Tshuvos. Yesh elondu mikan, she yesh leizoy rimayim sfugim beskonoi lehamtim veloilotzes lershusor rabim, ad she yisnag vu amai. ויש שכוס הוא שאינו אלה מידס חסידוס ואף המשנבור שהיחמר שביודו מים שביודו אינו אלה לכתחילה. It's only a little amount of water because they have the steer. ויש שם ויסיך. He brings down a גיוולדי כזך ונדבר מוישה. He says himself, it's not מוכח. That the Tehillah of David wants to answer, what is the pshat when it's raining you're allowed to go with a coat, but when you have water in your hands you're not allowed to go? What is the pshat? So the Tehillah of David says, the water and the clothes are bottled to the clothes. So Mele, you're not carrying, it's bottle. Water on the hand, it's on the hand, it's not bottle. So Mele, they wanted to say, it's bottled to the here. It's inside the here. Well, makes sense. What?
Not the skin?
Skin is on top of the skin. And the beard is inside the beard. Why you can't wipe it? Because with the rabot, with the rice, it's not tzchida. But it looks like a seichet. Means it's inside, and I'm called seichet.
When he's walking in the rain, if his hands get wet, then he can't?
You ask a good question. Maybe I said, we had a different answer.
That's
the hands don't get soaking wet.
When it's right ahead, it doesn't
get soaking wet. If it plays with the snow, maybe it gets. But I have to say, right, if snow is mukts or not, it's a zundershire. But again, I'm saying, it's a seif in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to walk with wet hands. There's nothing more to do about it. It's a seif in Shulchan Aruch, zeis ha-tere le-seh mukhlefes. The shaila is, if we have a limud zchus on the people that go to the mikveh, again, the ones that want to wipe their hair, they have to learn to go to the rav to know how to wipe their hair. But if you don't wipe in and out, I'm saying again, if a guy, some of them cut the hair short, there's no problem. But if you have long periods and you have a beard, I'm saying, I don't know what is the shir of a medavisen. So even if they have a heter to go into the mikveh, you have to know the shaila from Kari. I'm saying, I know it's also chassidish, and things up. Yes, shalom, the mikan shahosu. Yes, malam dim schus. And the bottom, he says that it's shva, he's not master of that. He says that only clothes, it's butter. Here, it's not butter. It means rais. But I'm saying, he brings down himself from Moshe Halberstein Zatzal in the Sefer that he knows some gdolim that will sit there and wait till it will dry. I know another Adam Gadol. I would go on Shabbos to the mikveh, told me his mishpacha, he would sit there. I know Ramosha Sternbuch. He brings down Taket, also, and you're not allowed to go out. And he goes to the mikveh in Shabbos, but you know, and he doesn't want to use a tal bichlal. And he goes around there until the water dries off. Again, if a place that is a eruv and only a chumre, maybe you could be maker, because it's shalei kederech. All these forests, maybe you could be making the mokum as a eruv. But if it's no Eruv, I'm saying Be'etzim, the only Eitzah is, you have the Eitzah of the stipler. If you want to be Choshesh, is to use the Eitzah of the stipler. We'll go to another halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down and Shin. Shin Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. It means down like this. Shin Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. Loses a Samoyre Shois, the Zeger, the watch, Bebgod of Chutz Le'eruv, Osur Le'kule Alme. שאין שייך על זה שם תכשיט, כיוון שאינו דרך מלבוש, והמציל הוא שסורבים חייב חטוס. ואפילו אם הוא מחובר לרביד עזוב, שנויסה על צבורוי, שהוא תכשיט, גם כן איסור גומו, דמי רשויס יש לך שיוס בפני עצמוי, ואין בוטל לגבי ערבי. Someone goes out with a watch, חופץ חיים gives him a title, חייב חטוס. Now, we'll start. For sure, the Chofetz Chaim spoke about, you know, again, by the Chassidim, it's more motzu. You have this watch you put in a pocket with a chain. This the Mishnah Berurah says, this is Chayev Chatos if you don't take it off in Shabbos. And this doesn't change. Chayev Chatos. And the Biur Halacha, he brings down that why he's ma'arich so much, la'afuki migodel echod, that was matir. It's the Shoyel Umeshiv. And the Maisa, he says, ואמרו שאפו חוזר בו בסוף יומו. אז נהיה לנו לביאור הלוכה. והערכתי בזה להועיצי מדעס גודל איכות שכוסף להוקל אגב שיטפה ולהיבי דבורו בשום טעם וריח וראי ויוסר הספל לשו עצמוי ויש ומצוסי בקיצור שגם הוא כוסף כדברינו So Avada, to have this watch that you put in the pocket with a nice golden chain, Mishnah Berurah says that it's Isur Gomel, and even if the gold chain is a Tachshit, this is a Isur Gomel. As I said. Now, because of that, some poskim came to say that not only that watch is also, even a watch that you have on your hand is also also. You're not allowed to go with a watch on your hand. And some wanted to say no. Well, the Mishnah Berurah answered it's only the Chassidish watch that goes in the pocket with the chain. But the watch that you have on your hand is mutar. So I want to go into the Protim, we'll go into the Var Deinyan, if you're allowed to go with a watch or not. I know a lot of people have a lot of mistakes about this halacha, we'll try to be Var the halacha. What is the tzad to say that it's different? The tzad to say that it's different was that these watches that people keep in the pocket with a nice golden chain, these are not, you don't wear them, you're carrying them. That's what, right, it's attached, it's a nice golden watch. This Mishnah Berurah says, even that the golden chain is attached to you, but the watch himself is choshu b'fnei atzmoi. He explained in the last couple of shiurim, every zachar has a chashivas b'fnei atzmoi, you look at it b'fnei atzmoi. And vahar has a chashivas b'fnei atzmoi, you look at it b'fnei atzmoi. Mele, vahar you look at it b'fnei atzmoi, v'mele, you chay. Now, so let me get mazbaz. We know, we spoke out that tachshit doesn't mean dafka tachshit. Everything, Moshe, we said last year, you're allowed to go with a stick. A person can't walk, and is allowed to go with a stick in the street in Shabbos, because he needs that stick to help him to go. If a person doesn't want to get rain, wet from the rain, so if he puts it to protect his clothes, it's awesome. But if he puts it to protect himself, you're allowed to. Why? It's called tachshit. Now, mitzad sheini, only something that you need for yourself. The moshel from Zaman Oyelbach clears, if a person has earrings, you know, a machine to hear, if he's allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not. What is the tutz dodim? So the tzad is he is allowed to, he needs it to use it. Or maybe we'll speak even klar. We spoke about glasses. You're allowed to go with glasses in Shabbos or not. Most people in the street today go with glasses. We said that the old glasses, the Mishnah Berurah answered, was glasses that didn't have handles. So it was a gzeira that it will fall down. But to go with glasses, you're allowed to. Why? I need them to use them that when I walk, I could see. But the marshal, with glasses, reading glasses, you're not allowed to walk. Why are you not allowed to go with reading glasses? Because I don't need it. Well, I need it when I need to read. So Mishnah Zaman Oyerbach wants to make a zageda. So to get a lot of shyness into the halachas here, I'm trying to say the geda of Mishnah Zaman. He says like this. That was the little girls, they made holes in the ears for earrings. So when they made a little hole, they put a piece of metal inside that the hole will not close. The Gemara says, Habonah saktanu shenoykviz, the Gemara Shechonoruch brings in Shina Lechof, Habonah saktanu shenoykvim uznayim kedei lotil bohem nezomim kshayigdalu, vekedei shelo yisosmo anekovim noisnim bohem kisomim, mutar lotzes bohem. Why? They're carrying these little pieces of wood that the ears will not close back. So when it's mutar and when it's asur. So Shemazal wants to say like this. When I need it the whole time to help me, I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to go with it. I need it for glasses. I need it for not closing my ears. Shechonoruch states that a lady that needs a kind of pilpil to put, she has a bad smell in her mouth and she puts a pilpil inside, she's allowed to. So a lady that wants to have, she has a baby and she doesn't want to have Chas V'Shalom to be mapped with the baby. So it's a zgula, you carry an Evan Tkuma. It's like a zgula that you're not having a miss for the baby. You're allowed to go with the Shechonoch, you're allowed to go with the Shabbos. So he has a shayla. A person has asthma. He's allowed to go in his pocket with a machine that when he needs it, he could press. When he needs it, he needs it.
When he's
not using. No, he needs it for later. The tenet is, only what you need and you're using the whole time. But we're not using the whole time, you're not allowed to. This is the reason in the beginning of Shlomo Zalman even wanted to ask for the earring machines. Because nobody said, only when someone talks you need it. When he doesn't talk, you don't need it. Shlomo Zalman explained, the person needs to be the whole time in the matzah that he can hear. He can't be in a matzah that he cannot hear. Mele, it's different. Same. On the washer reading glasses, I'm carrying it now. When I need to read, I will carry. I will. You need it. This is not good. Only if I'm using it the whole time, then it's a hat. So Mele Zakam Shlomo Zalman, I think a watch you're not allowed to. He says like this. And he says that dog. We'll go back to the guy that has asthma. The guy that has asthma is walking in the street. From his point, if in the street they will put different asthma machines, but when he needs it will be there, no problem. He's carrying it. For his best will be, a Mexican guy standing near him, and when he needs it, he will serve him. He doesn't have an idiot to carry it on him. He needs it for the service. Later. Zogim Shema Zalman, a person doesn't need the whole time to see what is the time. We need to watch. From time to time, he wants to see what is the time. Sometimes he doesn't want to know the time passes. Sometimes he wants to know. He not every second looks on the watch. Melech Shema Zalman said in the beginning, Niraloi, Abimelech's also. Abimelech's also. You'll say it's a tachshit. Mishnebura doesn't want to learn that it's a tachshit. Mishnebura says it's like a key. Why am I not allowed to go with a key? I need a key to get into the house. I don't need to carry it with me. From my point, if it will be near the house, the key will be better. I don't want to schlep a key with me. You're right. I go the whole time. People go, I'm hooked up with all different keys. Yeah? But it's not that this is, maybe some people, maybe it's a tachshit for them. Yeah, Mishugoyim. But chutz from this Mishugoyim, maybe they have a head attack to go with these keys in Shabbos, you know? So, Be'etzem, this is the reason Be'etzem of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the beginning wanted to say. Limoshul, if you see the Orcha Shulchan, he wanted to ask the glasses from that reason. We said glasses are muta. So what is the heta to go with the watch bichla? Look at Shlomo Zalman, the first heta, the Orcha Shulchan brings down the heta on glasses. If you sew it, you make like a whole thing on your head, and you sew the glasses inside. Last time we spoke about the people that do it because they don't want it to fall. He says like this, a key, you're not wearing the key. But when you wear something, it becomes a chelik, a zeva alavush. Even that you're wearing it, this may also helps in the machine that you put in the ear. You're mamish wearing it. Melech Shlomo Zalman said, we wear the watches. Chofetz Chaim never spoke on a watch that you wear. It was a watch in the pocket. But our watches, you wear on the hand. So while you wear them on the hand, Rabbi Moshe says the lashon in the tshuva is shekeven shual yodui mamish nechshav lelevisha mamish. Rabbi Moshe brings a raya. The Shulchan Aruch says that a man is allowed to go with a ring that has a stamp. Now he wears the ring, then when he needs to stamp, he will stamp. But he wears it the whole time. It's not supposed to, because the Rambam states that it's mutar because it's a tachshit. The person likes to. To be seen, Tabas HaMelech, V'nechtem B'Tabas HaMelech. Shlomo Zalman brings down another svara that while today everyone wears a watch, a person doesn't have a watch, he feels he's not dressed sometime. He puts on a watch. Everyone walks the whole time with a watch. This is the tzura, this is the levush. You see a person, he has a watch on his hand. Now, look at Shlomo Zalman like this. I'm saying la halacha lemaisa. A watch that if when it doesn't work, you take it off. When it doesn't work, you take it off. You're not allowed to go with him in the Shusha Rabbi. Even that he said all of the svaras was lat limchis biyada makili. But he himself holds not to go with a watch. The Hayim of Shlomo Zalman is not mekabel, and the Maisa of Shlomo Zalman says, that if your watch will break, you will not walk with it. I'm telling you not to go with it in Rosh Hashanah. Not to go with it in Rosh Hashanah. If it's from gold, that people will not take it off, even if it's broken, you're allowed to go with Rosh Hashanah. A watch that you put in the pocket is also gomel. Legabi Karmelis was hand v'lav. Some people are maker because some places we have a karmelis. And Sefer Lahiris Lenosan, he asks even in a gold watch, he says it's a tachshit, but lemaisa a lot of times you cover it with a hat, with your coat. It's not like a tachshit that you wear outside. Sadly, the Mishnah Berurah said that it's not called a tachshit because it's inside the pocket. If you cover it with your coat and you don't see it, You want to say that it's also. Moshe Feinstein says, "Bezeh alosh." Afal pidan mistame etz muter roi lekol ben toira v'irashomayim shelo lilbosh b'shabes every watch, even a gold watch, kedei shelo yavohu lehakel b'chol shoy. So if you see a person, you want to see if it's a ben toira or not. Look, if he has a watch, you know he's not a ben toira, not irashomayim. In the way of Moshe calls it. Even if it's a gold watch. For ladies, the welt is makel. Because for ladies, it's a mitzvah of a tachshit. And we made it, but again, some ladies, even a poshter watch, they leave on themselves when it's broken. They feel undressed when they don't have a watch on them. That's the mitzvah. And then my daughter asked me, this Shabbos, you wanted to go with a watch. And I asked her, why are you asking this week? She said, it's broken. So I said, so why are you walking with it? I don't like to go without a watch. I said, you're allowed to go. This one, with this watch, for sure you're allowed to go now. She told me, no, I didn't come to ask Bilchis Shabbos, I came to ask Bilchis Mukhtza. So, she carries anyways, so I didn't miss that. But Lemay said, this is Be'etzem, the halacha. Why I'm saying this halacha? This is a halacha that a person has to know who he's holding. Again, you don't have to make a mechoyer. Moshe said, "Me'ikar adin yesh elam etzchus." And there are some people that anyway, the marshal, they machmir not to carry an eru, but a watch. Say that anyway. You know, there's a lot of shittas. He doesn't carry a bar, but he's saying mechad eru legabi that. But to know, Moshe and Ma'aseh said that the right thing is not to. Rosh Hashanah said, and Ma'aseh all the Arayim v'Shleimim did not go with a watch of Shabbos. Sometimes the Moshe Baruch gets engaged and the Meshver is very upset that he's taking off the expensive watch. So I was making it. In Switzerland a couple of weeks ago, and the Chosin came over to me, they gave him a Chosin watch, I think it was $20,000 worth. And he was the kids are, you know, I said, I told you, you're not allowed to carry it. He says, you know, if I take it off now, could be I'll never make it to the house. So I said, yes, it's a nice watch that you will wear anyways. So Bemele, you know, it's a Chosin that comes to Switzerland with a watch. So Bemele, he said that, I told him, yes, I'm a listener. You know, Bishop Zama said, you're allowed to go Bishop Sarabi with it. So the Nafkimin is to know every time the proportion. Ala Moshe, a lot of times, I had a mice with someone came to me in Tainus this week. He walked, and Peter, he remembered his watch. And he heard that he remembered the last year, they're not allowed to carry even with an Eruv. So he left his watch somewhere. And someone took it away, so he came to Tiberi, yeah? This week, a Bocha. So I said, you have to know. If you're stuck already and you took out the watch, and as I mock him, have said, maybe to go back home, there's laughter to be making. Why I want to bring this down? I'm going to say, Zach, I know that when people will hear it in Chutzlau, I don't know how they will manage. But I spoke at the Shmir Shabbos over Sukkot Be'al Chov and this. I don't know if you know the Metzius today. Today, Lemosho, if you go to the hospital, you have a baby. So, you're very scared today. I know people will still, a lot of people want to chop the babies. You know, a big market, they try to chop babies. So what they do is, they put right away on the baby like a bracelet. It's only, if you open it, you can't close it. It's made from a zazach, it's only one time open. Now, they do the same thing to the parents. It fits, the tata and the mom and the kid. So if you're the mosh, okay, so if you're the mother, now, you're the father. So what's up with the father? It's not the girl. So the father also wants to come to see the baby? No. We're only with a bracelet. Now the baby stays in the hospital. The father comes back for Shabbos. If the Shabbos, the father goes with this to shul, bepashtis, it's other Yisrael deraisa, Yisrael derabbanan go. It's carry. There's no head to the carry. What? No Yisrael the head to the carry. Shmir Shabbos told me it's Poshetim that it's also gone. It's Mesubik if it's Deraisa Derabbanan. Because it's the Derech to carry it like this. It's not Shinui. The Pashas is Chayef Chatos, and now that he knows, the Pashas is Chayef Skila. I know, I'm sure the Rabboni will have to find the Terim there because it's Mamish a problem. If you call it off, they don't let you to come back to the hospital. Now, not only that, sometimes the mother in the hospital has no Eruv. It's a shalif. I'm not going now to the big machlekes if a hospital is called a mavui or a shusayochid. It's totally what kind of hospitals. For sure to go out to the park at the hospital on Shabbos, the mother is also to do it. She could stay in her room. I'm saying it could be even in the rooms, from room to room, is a shot if you're allowed to go in the hospital or not. Some, a lot of parents can ask her. I don't want to be machmir berabim. I just want people to know that this thing has to be asked by a rav. I'm saying it's negat a lot of sugyas. It's not the mokim now to go into the details. The Gemara speaks about it, that the avodim, the ma'isa in Mishnebura says, the Moshe, it's also negat a lot of times, you know, they stop you in Shabbos, you know, the caps, you know, they catch you. So the first thing is they put on your hands as a shoitrim. Shoitrim, titel lachot. So, what?
Handcuffs.
Now, this is the way, like this. Now, in the time of the Chazal, they didn't put them on the hand, they put them on the feet. They didn't want you to run away. Today, they can put them on the hands. Now, they make you to walk. Now, don't go to the car shops, yeah? Sometimes it's better to go into the car. Because if you're walking, you're carrying this little piece. So, tiltul b'Shabbos. The car, they're driving, yeah? We said, we get in the train, so, hashay, get up, yeah? So, the Shulchan Aruch state that you're allowed to. You have to know why you're allowed to exist. It's called the Tashmish. This is a Seif in Shulchan Aruch. That the jail, the people that are in jail are allowed to go with the azikim that they have on them. There they explain it's a Tashmish. It's not a Tashmish for you, but it's a Tashmish for them that you will not run away. So they need to hold you like that. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that ever, in the time of the Gemara, they had like a piece of Azavi, this hospital thing, that was an Eved, that he can't run away. So the Shaila is, if you're a Jewish Eved, you know, you're hopped in the boat somewhere, and they put you allowed to walk in it or not. So the Shulchan Aruch stated you're allowed to go with it. Why? Because it's steered the whole time on you, and they're makpid not to take it off. It's ke'en the svor of the watch. Not mamish, the watch you take off. So here, I'll read in the Ochel Shabbos, he was mesupik about it. He doesn't know. Lemaise, it's very schwer to be matirit. Even that people need it on them, it's, if it's forever, so it becomes like a part of the body, like a eved, it becomes a part of the body. But if it's not forever, I don't know what is the heta. I'm saying again, I know it could be negat to people, mamish kaseda, and the wissen was zu tun, ich weiß nicht. Now, one more aloche, I want to go through. It's a halacha that a lot of people don't know. People know the second half. Maybe we'll start with the second half and we'll go back to the first half. We say in the end, Chayav Olam L'mashas B'Gil Shabbos, God of the Shabbos, Im Hashaych Hashem Yishkach V'yeitze. So the Rishonim hold that Me'ikar Adin is only if it's a Rishu Sorabim. Then it's a Gzeir Hashem Yishkach V'yeitze. But if it's a Karmelis, it's a gzeira le avdina. The Goyen says, this is only before chasheicha. But im chasheicha mamesh, so b'mele, you have to be choshesh even by a kamelis. The poskim say that even if it's an eruv, you have to check that there's no mukzeh. So the ma'aseh we machri azeh with the Goyen, that lekatchile, if it's a kamelis, you have to check your pockets, that there's nothing inside.
Till here. Even after Shabbos started, once I checked
the words,
I didn't put
any more. Well, only before Shabbos, yeah. Now the Shaila is like this. And here's the main Shaila. I'm sure all of you have the Shaila every Shabbos. You're allowed to put things in your pockets in Shabbos or not? I want to read the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh oistrim lohovi mafteach afilu b'chotzer habayis kim b'yodoi. Aval loy b'chagurosoi, not in the pocket, shema yishkach b'yitziyelo l'rshu sorabim. Tissue. You used it. But it's not so comfortable to put it on the table. It happened to me now. I was in here, it's a soul, I was in Switzerland 3 weeks ago. I used the tissue. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't put in my pocket. I'm over in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the song, it's Eiru, and that's Bichosh, and that's Shita, no. The Mishabur brings down that Lemaise, in this seif it says yesh oisu. Later, there's one shita that holds that you're allowed to wear clothes that you're not allowed to go b'shus harabim, you're allowed to wear b'shus hayochid. All different kind of tachshiti. So Lemaise, the poiskim have a machlekes if you're allowed to or you're not allowed. Avad b'mishnubur lekatchile is machmir, and b'diyevet is some shita that I hold that it's muta. So Abshem Azamun Ayobach said like this, that this isur is only in a place that is a Rishus HaRabi. If it's no Rishus HaRabi, then it's muta. Even in the Maisa, the Goyen said that in Chasheich already it's also Rafilu. It's a Chumra of the Goyen. So Rishus HaZaman wanted to be Matir. But Rishus HaZaman said, Lu Yitzur LeMoshal is a Rishus HaRabi, not Mamish near your house. Rechov Yafo. It's also Gzeri, you go there. Mechtes, you plan to go only one street. So if the whole shtot doesn't have Rishus HaRabim, then you're allowed to be maker. So again, I'm saying, Yesh Makilim, and they will learn that then you have to, every time before you die. So we have to know the Maris. If you're from the Makilim, when it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's a Karmelis. So at least before you leave the house, you have to check your packets. Because Chayav Adon Lemashav Rigdei Rav Shabbos Yuchah Sheikhov. If you're not from the Makilim, so like you have to be Machmir. So again, I'm saying Avada is a Machlekes and there's two Shittas in it. But a person has to know that it's not so partial. So again, like I'm saying, if you're in a place that is not comfortable not to put something in the pocket, but a Moshe on Shul, if you have candies, for sure not to put it in the pocket. If you have something that you can't, you come to shul, you need some tissues. I mean, this is bad, but it's very negia lemais, since we have to talk about the tissues. You know, Baruch Hashem, all the shuls and chutzlaos, they leave tissues on the table. But the ones that they leave are the clean ones. Now, you're going to use it. So I'm saying, the pashas is a tiltul on the tissue, on a dirty tissue. We spoke about it. For sure, it's the isul, shayf, it's the reis, the rabbonon. If yesh be kishio, em be kenei lo tzor b'tzul chutzla. So I'm saying, b'shayas atchak, yesh lehokel. Well, I know some people, what they do is, in such matzavim, they put it like in between the belt and the pants. And mainly, even if you go out on a mistake, so it's kelach hayad, so it's gzeir
al gzeir. It's more like you forget.
What?
It's more like you forget.
I'm saying again, it's a machlekes, it's not a I read in the Shabbos, not a Machmud Gesefer. Ein lot et chafotzim bakis bebigdei, afilu betei chabayis, shema yishkach v'yetzer shesorab. And the bottom, he brings down, yesh makilim. But me'ikar adin, nazeh eichel shmir Shabbos. Shum zaman Oyerbach, shmir Shabbos, I forgot to bring it, perik yud ches, aori kufa in vov, says that it's also to put things in the pockets. I'm saying again, if you don't hold it, shesorabim, say it. You don't know Zerush HaSarabim, it's a Karmelism. Shum Zama said, like Gabi, that they didn't make the Yisur. But he said, if you Choshe Shlemaise, I'm saying again, it's a big Shaila Lemaise, what to do. Like we said in the beginning, Hilchei Shabbos is Kehorim Atluim Basor. A person has to Medakdek, and Bez Hashem, a person is Medakdek, Bez Hashem, he will have Siyata Dishmai. And Hashem, next week, we'll start with Hilchei Shabbos.
Wash couples. If it doesn't work for much. As for worse, if you take it off, it does.
Stomach is not a shame. It's not a shame, but it's not.
even though it won't work, you won't wear it?
Then the tachshit doesn't look good. No one wears a custom watch. No one.